It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Natalia Navarro. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. We've got a lot of Bay Area news for you today, so here's what you need to know. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price will face a recall election this year. The county registrar announced at the end of the day yesterday that the signed petition submitted by recall supporters did come through with enough valid signatures to qualify. KQED's Annalise Finney reports.
Alameda County election officials disqualified around 40% of the signatures submitted by the recall campaign, but found the group's submission still passed the county's threshold by a few hundred signatures. The county's Board of Supervisors will now decide when to hold a recall election. Recall campaign leader Carl Chan claims Price's progressive policies endanger public safety. He wants an election as soon as possible.
So the earliest time that we can have, it will actually saving life, but also saving money at the same time.
Price supporters defend her reforms and say critics are blaming the DA for problems outside her control. The registrar will formally present his results at the Board of Supervisors meeting on April 30th.
Nearly 40 people were arrested at protests Monday that blocked Bay Area highways for several hours, part of a nationwide day of action against the war in Gaza. That includes 26 arrested on the Golden Gate Bridge and a dozen in the East Bay who blocked lanes on Interstate 880. Among those at the Oakland protest was healthcare worker Mike Sweeney, who says he's dismayed to witness the ongoing destruction of nearly every Palestinian pillar of health and wellness.
The U.S. government, which is the primary sponsor of the genocide in Palestine, will not change unless we make it too costly for them not to change. So that's why we're here.
Law enforcement officials said some protesters used chains and iron bars to attach themselves to cars or to 55-gallon drums filled with concrete, making it more difficult for police to clear the protest. Inmates at a troubled federal women's prison in Dublin will soon be transferred out. That's after the Bureau of Prisons announced it is shutting the facility down after years of sexual misconduct allegations. KQED's Alex Hall reports.
Prison officials won't say exactly when women at FCI Dublin will be transferred for safety and security reasons. Jennifer Davidson, who was previously held at the facility, says she's hearing some are being transferred immediately.
Finally, for the love of God, the BOP is finally doing something about this because it's been going on literally for 30 years and no one's done anything about it for the last 2 years. That's not okay. That's not okay at all.
In a statement, Bureau of Prisons Director Colette S. Peters said Dublin is not meeting expected standards, despite a tremendous amount of resources being provided to address the culture.
California is suing Huntington Beach in a bid to strike down a voter ID law the Southern California city recently approved. State Attorney General Rob Bonta Monday said the measure violates state election law and restricts voting rights.
We believe that the position of the city of Huntington Beach is not only misguided, it is blatantly and flatly illegal.
The law, which was approved by voters last month, allows local officials to require identification at polling places starting in 2026, ostensibly to crack down on voter fraud. Secretary of State Shirley Weber called it a solution in search of a problem, noting that instances of voter fraud are exceptionally rare. Weber says the law is a thinly veiled attempt to disenfranchise vulnerable voting populations who were least likely to have some types of identification. The city's action follows similar efforts by conservative lawmakers across the country, with voter ID laws now in place in 36 states. And a recount started this week in a deadlocked race for Congress in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati was at Santa Clara County's election office as the process began.
Election workers are sifting through boxes to find ballots from the 16th Congressional District. That's where Assemblymember Evan Lowe and Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Simidian tied for second place in the primary. If the result holds, both Lowe and Simidian will face fellow Democrat Sam Liccardo, the former mayor of San Jose, in the November general election. Registrar of Voters spokesperson Michael Borja says the actual count will begin later this week.
Before we start counting, we need to retrieve the whole precinct.
For the final result to change, every ballot in the district needs to be recounted. In San Jose, I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
This news is current as of 6:30 p.m. on April 15th. As always, for the latest news, join us at kqed.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Natalia Navarro with KQED News. Thanks for listening.